T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, it's the Tara Show Total Chaos Edition.
Okay.
This morning, like, I don't know where to begin with the news. This is the news that you'll be hearing over the next week, a lot of it, as the rest of the media catches up to yours truly. This right here is going to cause a shockwave when it gets out. It'll probably only be reported on Fox. But it's not good. The USDA, you know, United States Department of Agriculture, has just released its food price prediction for the coming year. You want to hear it?
Oh, I'm sure everything's headed down, that things are going to get less expensive.
What? No. No. The food price outlook. Let's go way deep into this, where they bury the truth. Because, you know, inflation's coming down, as Joe explained to us. He has done a thing or two, and it's going down, right? No. Took credit for that. Not for food. And look, the must-have basket that I keep pointing to, they monkey with the inflation rate by throwing in a lot of stuff Americans don't buy, don't need, like airline tickets.
Yeah.
Who can afford the airline ticket? We're trying to eat.
Right.
When you strip all of that stuff out and you look at the basket of the three things everybody has got to have, they've got to have food, they've got to pay utilities, they got to put gas in their car, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at that bundle that is coming for the next year, we're talking about somewhere between a 15 and 17% inflation
Good
rate.
Grief.
Right? So, you know, I don't really care what the stuff outside of that costs. I don't, because I've got to pay that stuff and I'm broke by that time that's done. Okay, 2023, is it going to get better? No, it is not. Says who? Says the Biden administration's USDA. In 2023, their report says, I have it in my hand right now, all food prices are predicted to increase 7.1%. So inflation ain't going anywhere.
Nowhere but up.
Yeah, it's going up. And again, inflation is a rate. It is a rate at which prices are increasing. Okay. Food at home prices are predicted to increase by 8%. Although it could be as high as 11.7%, they say. Food away from home prices are predicted to increase by 8.2%, although it could go as high as 9.7%. So what did I tell, at literally nailing this stuff, what did I tell you guys last week? I said, listen, we are going to have a temporary lull in inflation. It will plateau in the beginning of the year, and this is what Biden is taking credit for. It will then resume. It will go back up. How did I know that? This is reflected in this report right here. How did they know that? This is exactly what I told you a week ago would happen. I'll tell you how I know. We haven't started printing the omnibus yet. We're starting now. They know that at the USDA. They're not stupid. And printed the omnibus yet. You know the one the Republicans and Democrats stabbed us in the back with? Lee, the one where we have to borrow or print a trillion of the $1.7 trillion tab? That omnibus? We got to print that. So what's going to happen is they say we're going to borrow it. What that means is we're going to put treasuries out. There aren't enough people on Earth, you know, or even in the solar system to buy those treasuries. So we're going to do the Ponzi scheme of we print a bunch of money and we buy our own treasuries back. When that happens, prices go through the roof because they're creating dollars, right? They do this at the Federal Reserve. So the USDA knows that we're going to have to print that. We are still printing and have not completed printing the bill for Lindsey Graham's infrastructure package. Remember the infrastructure package? We are not even halfway through printing that. And so all of this money, all of this, hey, let's send another javelin to Ukraine. Hey, let's send them some Abrams tanks. Hey, now we're talking about sending them all kinds of equipment. We're printing the money for that. And you pay at the store when you want to eat, which is getting harder and harder. So let me explain like kind of where we are here. I mean, the typical inflation rate before this, the inflation rate Trump left us with was a 1.2%, right? Nope. That's not, I mean, you know, inflation's run somewhere between 0.9 and 1.5 tops, but mostly around 1.2. I mean, Trump left us pretty close to historical average.
Any healthy economy can handle that. That's pretty easy.
They can. And all inflation is caused by government printing. There is literally nothing else that causes inflation. And nothing else can cause inflation. All inflation is we keep throwing these fake dollars in and it decreases the value of every dollar. There is nothing else, not Vladimir Putin, no other force on earth except, well, perhaps the good Lord himself, if he chose to, that could cause inflation like this. So that is the only thing that causes inflation. We know we still have to print these things. Okay, so when they tell us, Lee, food at home prices are going to increase by 8%, but it could be as high as 11.7. What does that mean? Well, what that means is, say it's 8%. The price of food will go up in a single year. This is shocking. By as much as it normally goes up in 6.5 to 7 years in 1 year.
That's going to hurt.
Okay. This will be the second year in a row we do this. So what does that mean for prices? Well, it will mean by the end of 2023, you will be paying, there will be as much of an increase in food as there normally would be in 14 years. So that is from the Biden inauguration to the end of 2023. We will be, and I'm being generous, it's actually higher than that, but I'm assuming this inflation really started in 21, right? We will have gone up by as much as we prices of food wouldn't have normally gone up in 14 years, plus a few more points on top. It's really more like 17, but I'm going to be conservative just to make sure I get it right. Because remember that first year's inflation when they were just starting to print the American Rescue Act where they destroyed America? That one, we only had, you know, we had the 3-4% inflationary increase. So we're talking about 17 years worth of food price increase since 21. Since the beginning of 21 when they passed the inflation, American Rescue Act, which destroyed America. And what kicked that off is that we printed $1 trillion at the fastest clip we'd ever done it before. That was what the difference was the speed of the printing. And that was, we printed a little over 3 months, almost four, let's round it to four. So that's why you saw, boom, that increase. And I told you that was coming. I told you this was coming. This is coming. So now understand, this is before we print anything else. So if they get any wild hair up their rear end that they're going to print something else this year because it's become the norm in Washington, in the swamp, that, hey, we pass some kind of bill every quarter and we print another $1 trillion. That has become the norm. That is what we are doing. If they do that, if Kevin McCarthy lets them do that, then, Lee, all bets are off the table. All bets are, we're going to go higher than another 8% inflation rate. So this food inflation rate is going to stick with us. You are going to struggle to afford food. It is not ending. It is staying where it is. So we're going to get a little plateau in inflation. That'll be January, February as the printing presses crank up, and then it's going to go back up through the roof. Here's the other problem that we have, Lee, is that so much of our food is stored at some point in the food chain, either, you know, short term. Take your bananas, right? Mm-hmm. How do we have bananas year round? How's that? Well, we pick them very ripe. We store them in warehouses and then we ripen them when we want, right? We've got to store in the warehouses. Well, here's the problem there. Methane tax was added to natural gas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to cause the average family of four's electric bill across the country Whether you use natural gas or not, whether that's part of your base or not, because it raises all energy prices, it's going to go up by 17%. The shock of that is going to begin to hit in February as January's bill hits. And people are like, why is it so high? Well, guess what? If the average family's utility bill is going to go up by 17%, well, what about the bills for the people running the food storage facilities?
Yep.
Well, they're going to go up too. What's going to happen to your food? It's going to go up. So this is the foods, the struggle to eat, well, not only is not behind us, it is still ahead of us. I wish I had better news. But you know what I was amazed at, Lee? I was amazed at how fast getting the government a little bit out of the way during the Trump era caused such prosperity for so many people.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. And I am equally shocked at how quickly the economy is deteriorating.
Right.
I mean, it's almost the exact opposite effect. Like the Democrats and some of the Republicans are like, wow, we've got a lot of ground to cover to wreck the economy back to where it would have been. We got to go fast. So, I mean, the news is that the food prices, I mean, wow. I wouldn't buy any extras right now. I wouldn't buy a new car. I wouldn't buy anything. It's all going up.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.